Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. Today it's Tuesday, 12th of February. Firstly, in India, Facebook has reportedly partnered with local organizations to curb the spread of fake news identified through an international fact-checking network. It is expected to reduce the spread of fake news by 80% before the elections in April this year. The partnerships will expand its fact-checking capabilities on social media platforms like Facebook and other associated platforms in English, Hindi, Bengali, Telugu, Malayalam, and Marathi languages. Pages and websites that repeatedly share false news will be curtailed, with the ability to advertise and monetize removed. Clients are advised to be aware of the fake news expected to be propagated on social media platforms before the elections. Also in India, the northeastern state of Nagaland came to a standstill yesterday during a complete shutdown by Nagaland Gao Burhas Federation to protest the citizenship bill. Shops, business establishments, and educational institutions remained closed, and vehicular traffic in all 11 districts of the state was suspended. There were no reports of any untoward incident from any part of the state. The shutdown has brought the entire state to a standstill even today, and normalcy is expected to return by tomorrow. Chief Minister Naifio Rio has said that the state government remains opposed to the bill. Clients are advised to expect more demonstrations and protests in the northeastern region of India. In Nepal, yesterday two Indian nationals were arrested in Birganj municipality of Parsa district along the southern border with India, and one Nepali suspect was arrested in Lal Bundi municipality of Sarlahi district in two separate cases of cross-border drug smuggling operation. Police recovered 9 kilograms of hashish from two Indian nationals and 5 kilograms from the Nepali. Cross-border drug and arms smuggling along the India-Nepal border by organized criminal gangs is a major concern for law enforcement agencies of both the countries. The criminal gangs have targeted local businesses and civilians for extortion and kidnapping. Clients are advised to be vigilant of drug smuggling and employ extreme caution in the areas near the border. Increased security checks along the India-Pakistan checkpoints may cause delays in supply chain and travel across the border. Non-members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia Risk Management memberships or buy our assessments on a pay-for-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com.